We have seen the reports on all the people from Central America who have formed a caravan headed for the U.S. southern border. Their supporters say that they are people seeking asylum from a dangerous situation in their home country. Their opponents say that our welcome mat has become a bit too bright and needs to be dimmed with changes in immigration policies and the construction of more concrete, literally and figuratively, border security. Joining us now to discuss the matter is the Deputy Director for Numbers USA, Chris Chmielewski. How are you today, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me.
NumbersUSA.com, the website. This, you know, given the dynamics, just as an observer watching how all this is forming and obviously the modus operandi, is this just a recycling of the last caravan that we saw and we're going to just see the same collision at the border that we saw last time?
Well, yes and hopefully not. This is, you know, we've seen a number of these caravans come through now over the last several years. Last year, there was a little bit of a dip. I think that the groups that help organize these caravans wanted to step back and see the Trump administration in action before they decided to put these together again. But we started, there was another big one that came earlier this year, and that led to a few changes that the administration made to tweak the policies. And that sort of kicked off that initial caravan, somewhat kicked off the border surge that we saw all summer long. And now we have another one coming, heading our way. So, it's another opportunity to see how the administration handles it. And so far, it seems like they're at least President Trump over Twitter has been saying all the right things. Hopefully he's backing up those words with actions behind the scenes. It appears at least that for now that Mexico is not only taking Trump's threats fairly seriously, but is going to also do what they can to try to prevent the caravan from reaching the U.S.-Mexico border. But as it approaches the U.S.-Mexico border, that's when the U.S. will truly be tested if they get that far.
And you used a word, too, that I don't think enough people are aware of or even are understanding or honest in the reporting, organized effort, which this is. A lot of people think this is just something organic that's happening with people escaping. This has a great deal of organization behind it.
Oh, it absolutely does, and they're making no secret about it. I mean, if you look at a number of press reports, I believe it was Reuters that broke the story over the weekend, and they said it's being organized by an open borders group. So, I mean, these are groups both in Central America or down in Mexico or even here in the United States that just simply, they believe in open borders. They don't believe in national sovereignty and international borders. They believe in the free movement of people, and so they put these, really what they do is they help organize and pay for these caravans, provide them with assistance and food and water and supplies during the journey so that hopefully they can take advantage of our laws and have pretty much put our process on the international stage so everybody can see how unfair it is when these people reach, should they reach the U.S.-Mexico border, how they get treated by the government once they get here.
So Chris Chmielewski, who is the Deputy Director for Numbers USA, numbersusa.com is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Going back into Mexico's skin in this game, you're saying they're getting more cooperative and more proactive with this. If I understand the deal right, they hooked up with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, who will be establishing shelters along Mexico's southern border with Central America.
Yeah, and again, under both international law and also under U.S. federal law, so the United States can reject any person who seeks asylum here in the United States. They can actually reject that person if that person can receive asylum somewhere else. So technically, because this caravan, which originated in Honduras and has passed through Guatemala and is now making its way into Mexico, because they can receive a fair asylum assessment and go through the same process and receive the same protections that they would get through in the United States through the asylum process, then technically, again, under international law, they should be claiming asylum in Mexico. So, again, Mexico has said that they're willing to accept asylum claims from these folks when they enter into Mexico. In the past, what we've seen with other caravans is that Mexico actually gives them a travel visa. And they enter Mexico and they say, hey, we want a pass to get to the United States because we're going to go up there and claim asylum. And Mexico gives them like a 40-day travel visa so they can travel across the country and get up to the United States-Mexico border. Mexico at least is giving the appearance that they're going to take a much more active role. They're going to try to stop as much of the caravan as they possibly can before they enter into Mexico. The ones that do get into Mexico, they're going to hear their asylum claims and consider them for asylum and then deal with them there. That should minimize the number that reaches the U.S.-Mexico border. But again, this is something where, you know, seeing is believing. So until the caravan completely dissipates and none of them actually reach the U.S.-Mexico border, it's hard to believe that the caravan is actually going to stop. I think they're going to do everything that they can to get up to the United States border.
That's really my question, too. If the migrants either refuse or get around what's going to be set up in the Mexican southern border and make it to the U.S., does the setup in the southern Mexican border automatically allow the U.S. to turn everyone back then, saying, well, your opportunity was however many miles south that way?
It is, but the problem that the United States is going to face is that the second that they step foot into the United States, whether they do it at a port of entry or whether they do it by crossing the border illegally, the moment that they step foot, they get put into our system, which means they have to go through the entire asylum process here in the United States. So we can reject them, we can reject their asylum claim, and we can even reject their initial credible fear claim, but that still puts them into the system where they then have to be transferred from one agency to another agency. It's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which actually does the physical removals. It's not Border Patrol, USCIS, Border Patrol, who would apprehend them, and then USCIS, who would take them through the beginning stages of the asylum process. So they would have to be transferred from one agency to another. That takes time, it takes money, it takes resources, it takes detention space. So the best thing the United States can do is actually try to prevent these people from entering the United States. And that's where another round of cooperation comes with Mexico. The United States, hopefully, is talking to Mexico and saying, hey, what we want to do is we want to send asylum adjudicators, our own asylum adjudicators, down into Mexico and adjudicate their asylum cases down there before they step foot in the United States so we can tell them what their chances of receiving asylum in the U.S. is or isn't and prevent them from entering the United States in the first place. What we've seen in the past is typically when these folks, once they enter the country, they're here for good. We're not going to be able to get rid of them. So they need to try to stop them before they enter the country.
I know this is going to sound overly simplistic, but it does have its recent historic precedent. I forget the exact year, but I remember it was sometime in the mid-80s, a DEA agent went missing in Mexico, and Mexico wasn't really cooperating in helping out finding the agent, at least to the then-President Reagan's satisfaction, so he just flat-out closed the borders until Mexico got more cooperative. If this migrant organized effort continues, is that the option that we might have to come down to?
Yes, and it should. Everything should be on the table at this point. What we learned through the whole travel ban process and how it made its way all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and what the president was justifying that action on, was that federal law actually gives the president the authority to open and close the border. Essentially, the Supreme Court supported that argument. They said, yeah, it's pretty clear in the code that for any reason that deals with national security or public safety, the President of the United States can block somebody from entering the United States. And that would be the next step. If the caravan gets all the way up here and Mexico isn't willing to cooperate, then simply shut down the southern border. And that means that Mexicans who are able to legally enter the United States won't be able to get in either. So that's something that Mexico isn't going to want to face. But that's also a reason why the Trump administration may not want to do it. But this may be enough. The Trump administration needs to send a signal to the rest of the world that, hey, you know what? If you're going to send people to the United States, we're just going to shut down the border and not let anybody in. So again, we'll see how the Trump administration responds should the caravan get past Mexican authorities and continue its way up to the United States.
To learn more about immigration, legal, illegal, the various policies that are working and ones that need to be changed, website for Numbers USA, numbersusa.com is the place to go. He is their deputy director, Chris Chmielewski. Chris, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.